Good morning, Aurel. Today is Monday, 10th of September, and right now it's partly cloudy on 28 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today predicts overcast with temperatures ranging from low of 27 to high of 31 and with a heat index of 36 degrees Celsius. Winds from the southwest at 10 to 15 kilometers per hour. Later on, we can expect overcast with thunderstorms, with the winds from south at 15 to 25 kilometers per hour shifting to the west-southwest after midnight. Chance of rain is on 60%. Morning humidity was on 75% and it will drop on 65% until noon and of course rise back up in the evening. Moon is waxing crescent and illuminated on 35%. Quite a busy weekend with visiting governing board and international advisory council, besides all the culture events is behind us. And of course, if you might have missed any of the events, we have covered them so you can listen to them on our webpage. So let's go to this week where most of our town is busy with preparations for the Aurel Festival in India International Center in Delhi, which will start on Friday afternoon. The core team already left to Delhi. Aurel City for Transformation Festival will incorporate the most comprehensive presentation Aurel gives of itself to date, with varied programs of talks, visionary sharing, roundtable discussions, art exhibition, film showing, press conference and more. The festival has been mainly put together by Aster, Bridget, Anu and Sebastian, who have all been working around the clock this last month with a big Aurel backup support team including Marco, Krishna, Christopher Film, an exhibition on Amita Mira, Hemant and Mark Tully in Daily Handling Press. On the weekend itself, when the most talks, seminars, interaction will happen, we will daily twice update the community on what is going on at India International Center. And more will follow on blogs and of course recorded talks and seminars post-festum. Resident Assembly Service Values and Priorities Meeting number 6. It's at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone on Tuesday, 18th of September, on the topic Planning the City. The collective priorities and meeting project aim to identify our collective values, why we do things and priorities, what we choose to do, with a view to translating those values and priorities into action that inform the development of community. How to participate? All are encouraged to add to the project with offers of help, suggestion, and constructive criticism. So don't hesitate to communicate with Resident Assembly Service in any of the following ways. Through email, rasservice@orville.org, on phone 948-66-23-749, and on paper, you can deliver your comments to a town hall reception in the corner of the ground floor clearly marked for the Resident Assembly Service. The Aurel Triathlon begins this Sunday, 16th of September at 5:30 a.m. in the morning at La Piscine. For that reason, regular swimming will resume at 8 a.m. only. But everyone is welcome to come and cheer and give support to the triathletes. The Kailash Clinic team informs us that the new Aurel ambulance is finally here, but they are still awaiting the delivery of certain medical tools and equipment which have been purchased. Fundraising for a portable ECG and defibrillator is ongoing, and permanent registration is now in process. The vehicle is Balaji Force Traveler, the interior fabrication was done by Jessai Healthcare in Coimbatore, and they intend to provide 24-hour service to Aurel residents and registered guests of Aurel. The ambulance vehicle will be well furnished with medical equipment and staffed by a qualified medical team. And I would like to invite our Aurelians interested in joining the ambulance team to contact Aurada or Roslan at Kailash Clinic between 8:30 to 12:30 a.m. or on the phone 262-2803. But in this case, you should be aware that a high level of commitment is required. Training in basic and advanced life support can be made available to Aurelians interested in working on the ambulance as a paramedic assistant. At present, there is an urgent need for Aurelian drivers to join the team. Training in basic life support will be provided. This year, 2012, Shri Ganesh Chaturthi occurs on Wednesday, 19th of September, and this year it will be celebrated in the afternoon only from 3 to 5:30 p.m. at the Ganesh Temple of Aurel. This change of timing is due to the fact that last December, the cyclone which swept the area removed a good part of the natural shade, tearing away large branches of the service tree that stands east of the shrine, and these branches have not yet grown back. Besides, a number of adults and children find it easier to come in the afternoon. Everyone is welcome between 3 to 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday, 19th of September, at the Aurel Ganesh Temple. At Unity Pavilion International Zone on Tuesday, 18th of September, at 5 p.m., we can see the projection of Jean-Yves Billien's film Healing with Love, interview with Dr. Lasco, founder of Holo Energetics. Love is not sentimental, pale reflection that movies and songs often refer to, but a most profound, subtle energy capable of dissolving the illusion of separation from others and ultimately from the whole. For more than 30 years, Dr. Lasco studied the effect of loving intention. Over the years of working with thousands of people, he has developed a series of breakthrough body, mind, spirit processes that help you to realize your essential nature, aware, loving presence. He will be offering a workshop in Orwell, opening to oneness through loving presence from 18th of January to 20th of January in 2013. But introduction seminar with Marie Claire, it will happen on Saturday, 22nd of Saturday, and Sunday, 23rd of September, from 9 a.m. to 12 and from 1:30 to 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone. For information, you can call Marie Claire on 262-2762. Orwell Women's Circle holding meeting on 12th of each month this year, 2012. Last month, the month dedicated to the Mother Earth in the American Andes, they celebrated with a ceremony and offering to her in the Unity Pavilion's garden. In September, because of the things going on in India and especially in Auroville related with women in the roads and women's safety, they felt that they would like to get together this time to look at that and think some possible solutions for helping the situation. So we're all invited to Women's Circle on Wednesday, 12th of September at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone to participate and discuss about women's safety. The pre-crash is happy to invite parents of children who were born after March 2011 and before March 2012 for a short meeting at the pre-crash campus on 15th of September at 10 a.m. sharp. The school will reopen for the children from the 18th of September onward. On Thursday, 13th of September at 5 p.m. at Cine Paradiso in Town Hall, we can follow an interesting film by Jean-Yves Billien, Sacrificed to the Waves. Human beings are sensitive to electromagnetic waves crisscrossing their environment. Microwaves, 3G, Wi-Fi, mobile phones, electrical network, intangible, invisible, these electromagnetic waves are today everywhere and have invaded our daily lives. This insidious pollution causes a progressive electrocution of human organism. A new disease emerged, electrohypersensibility. At Savitri Bhavan International Zone today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen Light After Life. It's a film based on research work by Dr. Raymond Amudi, with more than 2,000 people who had out-of-body experience and went to the other side. At Cinema Paradiso and Town Hall, they follow the second week of their series on Greek films. So tonight at 8 p.m. we can see drama, Topios Tin Omikli, Landscape in the Mist, which was made in Greece in 1988 by director Theodoros Angelopoulos with Michaelis Zeke. Tomorrow they will screen another drama, Meteoro Vima Tou Pelargo, The Suspense Step of the Stork, made in Greece in 1985, again with the director Theodoros Angelopoulos. And on Wednesday, we can see drama adventure, Tovlema to Odyssea, Ulysses Gaze, made in Greece in 1995 by director Theodoros Angelopoulos, with Harvey Keitel, Maya Morgenstern, and others. A total self-giving to the divine is the true purpose of existence, wrote the mother. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.